Community events, Santee Lake's fall lineup, and a candid look at the insurance story's limits. Carrie's Helping Hand is holding a community outreach event in Santee today, running from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Chubb Lane, an active resource for residents or families for whom community services are relevant. Looking ahead to Tuesday, September 1st, the SDCCU Santee branch at 286 Town Center Parkway is hosting a blood drive. The Labor Day period is consistently one of the most challenging stretches for blood supply, with donation rates falling during holiday weekends while hospital demand holds steady. Santee Lakes has published its fall and winter programming slate, a fuller seasonal activation than recent years. The lineup includes September Create on Deck workshops, a Trunkor treat and spooktacular Halloween event, live music, a fall market, and a water lantern festival in December, offering Santee Lakes regulars and newcomers alike a calendar of reasons to engage with the Lakeside Preserve. The optimistic framing of Santee's fire risk reduction designation in Saturday's reporting warrants a candid challenge. California's insurance reform framework places obligations on insurers, but the history of the market since 2017 is a story of carriers finding legal pathways to exit rather than operating under underwriting constraints they find unworkable. The must-consider language in the regulation is not equivalent to must-apply a discount. An insurer facing a risk profile it does not want to carry can still issue non-renewals, and no major regulatory action has reversed the withdrawal trend from standard carriers. A subtler concern involves Santee's actual market position. If Eastern Santee homeowners are already predominantly on the FAIR plan, plausible given the geography, the designation may not help them access standard market alternatives that have already decided the relevant zip codes fall outside their underwriting appetite regardless of community mitigation. The designation is real, and the community effort that earned it is genuine. But the concrete local test is specific. Are Santee homeowners who received non-renewal notices in the past 12 months being offered new coverage from standard carriers citing the designation? That market signal, not a press release, but actual policy offers in Santee zip codes, is what would validate the stronger version of the claim. If it is not visible by mid-2027, the optimistic framing will not have held.